Hi, this is Eddie Deason. You're listening to Breaking the Fourth Wall. I was Mandark in Dexter's laboratory. Ha 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 ha.
Since I've done this shit. Hey, what's up, guys? Christopher Stolle back with another Breaking the Fourth Wall. And quite honestly, this one's going to be a little bit of a, you know, mixed bag, little this, little that, because there's a lot of things I want to talk about. One thing is going to be a little bit of a rant because of the fact my hair is a fucking mess. Yes, that's my rant. It's going to be about something that just recently happened here on YouTube, and because of which I feel I need to address it. But I also want to talk about some of the things that obviously have been going on in the world of entertainment. This is an entertainment podcast. Besides the fact that I voice my points of view and opinions here or there on occasion, politically, socially, whatever. This is primarily an entertainment podcast. It has been since its inception 6-7 years ago. I'm going to start with what's bothering me, because that's what I'm here mainly to discuss. Actually, before I even get into that, let me do the entertainment. Let me get the fun shit out of the way first. Obviously, yesterday, Metallica released 72 Seasons, their 12th studio album. I have heard it. I ordered it on Amazon. The CD disc is supposed to be here tomorrow. So I'm thinking sometime this coming week, after I get the physical copy, I will do an actual album review. I will give you a spoiler ahead. I love the album. I do love the album, but I'll break it down more and I'll go into more details as I do an actual review of the album in its own video. But I just wanted to state that I have heard it. I heard it since the day it released. I've been following through. You guys know I did two reviews of two of the four tracks that were released before the album's release. Quite honestly, I didn't do the other two videos, not because I didn't like them. I loved them. The problem is that... I liked giving you guys a blind reaction, and I got too excited when the songs released, and I jumped the gun and listened to them before I can give a reaction with you guys. So that's why I didn't want to bullshit you guys like I never saw the video or I never heard the song, so let's do a video. I didn't want to do that to you guys, and I didn't want to do just a review because I knew I was going to be reviewing the album. So that's why... If Darkness Had a Son and 72 Seasons did not get a reaction video, because I was like a kid at Christmas. I got too excited and listened to the song without sitting in front of the camera and listening to it with you guys. So that's on me, but that's why that wasn't there. But you guys already knew from the first two songs that I was excited for it, ready for it. I'm here, I'm for it. 120,000%. I listened to it on Spotify because I knew I wasn't getting my physical copy of the album until the 16th, which is tomorrow. So I figured I'd hold off on the review until I had the physical copy just to have a prop, you know, and it gave me a couple days to really sit on the songs and everything else. But from initial listen, and I've been listening to it all day today too, I can tell you it's going to be a positive review. I'll break into detail how positive when I do the review, but so far I'm loving the album. So just to let you guys know. Another topic I wanted to touch on real quick. Obviously everybody knows I'm a sci-fi nerd, and as much as I have been singing the praises of The Mandalorian, this season has left me so far a little wanting. I'm not going to bash it like a lot of people have done. It's still entertaining. I'm still enjoying the content. But to me, it feels like they should have held off on the reveal of Luke Skywalker in Season 2 just a little bit longer, because ever since that, it's almost like every episode of season 3 has been trying to live up to that episode, and it's falling short. Again, I can give a further detailed review of that in a later video. Just wanted to put that out there. I'm curious what you guys think of season 3 so far of The Mandalorian. To me, it's good. I'm enjoying it. I'm watching it. I'm following it through. But I don't know. To me, it feels like it's missing something, or like I said, it's trying to live up to that season finale of season 2. With the whole Luke Skywalker story arc, which was phenomenal, by the way. I also kind of have an opinion, which again I'll go into more detail later on, where some of the shit that was shot for like Book of Boba Fett dealing with the Mandalorian and Luke's training of Grogu, I think that should have not been in Book of Boba Fett. I think that should have been in this season of The Mandalorian. I think it would have tied things in a little better. I mean, everybody who's watched The Mandalorian has watched Book of Boba Fett and all that shit. So, I mean, it's not like they don't know the storyline. It's not like it's something from a book or a comic that maybe some fans just don't read the books or the comics, so they would be lost. I get that. But in Book of Boba Fett, it's not so much that the people don't know the story, but I think it would have helped the season more had it stayed with The Mandalorian and not been used, for lack of a better term, to generate more positive viewership in other shows. On the opposite end of the coin, and guys, if you followed me, you know I've been really disappointed and down on Star Trek Picard, the first two seasons of Picard. So now we're in the final season of Star Trek Picard, and holy shit, talk about the opposite end of the coin. Where I'm just kind of disappointed in season 3 of The Mandalorian. I am absolutely in love with season 3 of Picard. If they would have done this in season 1, Picard could have been an absolutely phenomenal show. This season alone has, to me, a lot of the feels of like when the original Star Trek came to theaters. You had the older crew on the refurbished, refitted Enterprise and going on adventures, and you understood their limitations because they're older and all that, but you know, the stories were, with the exception of episode 5 or part 5 of course, but you know, it had that feel and that charm. And reintroducing the Enterprise crew from Next Generation into this season and the story arc that they're doing, and I know this Tuesday is the final episode of this season, and obviously it's supposed to be the series finale. I don't think Picard is renewed for season 4. So this is wrapping up the story, and I'm actually kind of sad because I really love what they're doing with this season. And like I said, if they would have started off Picard this way instead of how they did it, and followed this story arc, this could have gone 5, 6, 7 seasons. This could have led to a whole new series of movies. In my opinion, this is what Trek should be. This season of Picard is what Discovery should be, is what Strange New Worlds should be. It's Star Trek back to start. There is a modernness to it. I still don't know how I feel about them dropping F-bombs and other profanities that were kind of made fun of in Star Trek 4 because, you know, the future uses didn't use that language. You know what I mean? We were above it. We were beyond it. We didn't understand colorful metaphors anymore. Now all of a sudden people are saying fucking shit and everything. And I don't mind as an adult. I don't mind the language. I've always felt it was weird in that setting because of the rules they had set up for all the years of Star Trek prior. With that said, though, even though they gave a darker and grittier world for the Next Generation to live in this season of Picard, it's got the charm back. It's got the, you know, we'll overcome anything as long as we work together crew mentality. And you know, it's just, I love what they're doing with it. And I'd love to know what you guys think. But I think the showrunners for Discovery, which are doing better ever since they moved Discovery to the future and got it out of the time frame of the original series and everything else, were really kind of fucked with the timeline. I'm happier with Discovery. I will admit that. Still not my favorite. It's the lowest of the low as far as like modern Trek live action. But it's a lot better than it used to be to me. On the opposite end of the coin, it may sound like I'm shitting on Strange New Worlds. I'm not. I love Strange New Worlds. I thought that was probably the best modern Trek we've gotten in that season one. I look forward to season two. But it's a damn shame it's the final season, because Picard finally found his stride, and man, is it good. Now that I've gotten all the entertainment shit out of the way, I'm going to discuss something that's going to sound like it's a bit of a shoot on former members of Realm of the Mist / Breaking the Fourth Wall Entertainment. And in a sense, it might be. It might be. I don't know. But recently I discovered, when I went on to the analytics of the channel, the YouTube channel, that I had gotten hit with a copyright strike. This channel was hit with a copyright strike for a review of Star Wars The Last Jedi, a non-spoiler review that we released back somewhere in 2017. And it wasn't even me that did it. It wasn't even one of the shows of Breaking the Fourth Wall. It was back when we were in collaboration with another Star Wars podcast who came and joined us for a short period of time. I don't want to mention his name because I don't want to start a feud or anything else. Just be known that back then, this guy was a very close personal friend, and because of which, and the collaborations that we were doing between, at that time, Realm of the Mist Entertainment and his podcast, that we were reproducing his shows on our channel to help give him more exposure, to show the collaboration between him and us, and honestly to help us with our numbers as well. Well, two episodes were released. One was called Mailbag, which was something he did all the time, where he had his fans sending questions and he would answer them on air. And then the other one was, he gave a review right after coming out of the theater of seeing episode 8, The Last Jedi. Neither show did that well on this channel. I mean, less than 10 views. Back again in 2017, we're in 2023. You're talking about, if my math is not too far off, you know, you're talking about almost, not yet, but almost a decade ago. And now all of a sudden I get a manually found copyright strike on both videos, neither of which have my face on it at all. Neither video has any footage of anything. Had his intro and then him talking about, non-spoiler wise, what he thought of Last Jedi, and the other video was him answering questions from his fans. And I got hit with a copyright strike from a video from 6-7 years ago that has less than 10 views on each video, because nobody gave a fuck about those videos. Nobody cared. It did nothing. And now all of a sudden, 6-7 years later, I'm getting hit with a copyright strike because it was manually found that I was guilty of copyright infringement on these videos. I being this channel. I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but to me, the fact that it's two videos that were reproduced from somebody else who used to be a friend and a partner in this channel, who is no longer with this channel. And yes, I will admit that he and I had a bad falling out. I won't go into detail of what it was. I honestly do not even really fully understand where the falling out came from. But he and I did have a falling out. So, does this mean, because these are two videos that were reproduced from his channel to ours, and it was manually found, it does lead me to believe, although I don't want to believe it because I don't believe he's this type of person, but for lack of better term, it leads me to believe that he went looking through our catalog for shit he did and decided to strike us for it. And if that be the case, that's dirty. That's dirty, because if you don't want your shit on our content anymore, or even in our, you know, archive catalog anymore, dude, all you had to do was message me. I would have taken it down. I wouldn't have cared. I forgot about it, to be honest with you. You're talking 6 years ago. I forgot that shit. I don't go through my catalog every fucking week looking at what videos we used to make. The shit's out. It's gone. If people discover it later on, great on them. If not, whatever. It's gone. It's already ran its course, and those videos didn't do shit. So, if it's him, or even if it's not him, if it's somebody else, if it's some loser fucking YouTube or otherwise digging through my archives and catalogs looking for shit to try to ding me with fucking years later, dude, how fucking sad are you? Seriously, how much attention do you need in life that you got to do that to somebody? This isn't a big channel. It probably will never be a big channel. It's gone through so many different reiterations. It's been redesigned numerous times. It's had different people on and off. We've changed formats numerous times. I'm sure this channel will never be big. I'm sure this channel will never become a review channel like Collider was, you know, or is. I'm sure we'll never be a strong podcast like the Joe Rogan Experience. It's never going to happen. I'm sure of it. I'm never going to make a living on this. I do this for entertainment. I do this for fun. I do this for the people who like to watch the content. That's why I do this. That's why I take time out of my day to do these videos, do these audio podcasts for people who don't want to watch the videos. They'd rather listen to us on iTunes or on Anchor or on Spotify or whatever the case may be. For you guys, I do this. And I don't expect it to ever become anything more than really what it is. I don't expect to make money. I don't expect to become an internet sensation or go viral or anything else. But how fucking sad are you, whoever you are, to turn around and try to ding me for a video that did nothing and went nowhere on a channel that's not big and is not a threat to nothing and nobody, who even when we get into political sides and points of view, we're not so threatening in our points of view and our political points to be a threat to you in any way, shape, or form, that you would attack us and cause us to receive a strike on a non-relevant video. And I'm speaking all the way up from YouTube and Disney, since it was on Star Wars videos, Disney and YouTube, all the way down to the person I mentioned, but I won't mention the name of. How fucking sad are you to try to bully a small channel? How stupid are you to try that, when you could have simply contacted me, and if you said, hey, I don't want this content here, and gave me a legitimate reason why, I would have been like, hey, not a problem. I would have deleted it. It was inconsequential anyway. Okay, sure, I'll delete it, whatever. Instead, I have to deal with a copyright strike, and YouTube, to get rid of the strike, makes me sit through a fucking class about copyright infringement. I'm a musician, you asshole. I already know about fucking copyright infringement. I also know about Fair Use Act. I also know that I have a right to face my accuser. So if I turn around and dispute, which you wouldn't let me do, if I turn around to dispute the fact of the copyright strike, because one, there's no copyrighted material in the video. Two, you did not tell me who it is that is claiming that I have copyrighted material in that. Three, you did not give me the chance to even defend or take actions to stop the strike, turning around and saying to me, hey, this material is unacceptable, you need to edit it or take it down, in which case I would have said, okay, not a problem, where's the problem, we'll get it fixed. You gave me none of those options on a first strike, no less. This channel's been around for 6, 7, 8 years. never had a copyright strike. And again, this is a video that's been out since 2017, and only now in 2023, April of 2023, now I get hit with a strike on that video. So it's been sitting all that time on YouTube with the opportunity to have that quote unquote copyrighted material constantly reviewed, although it's only been seen less than 10 times out in the universe, and only now you have a problem with it. Bullshit. I'm calling you out on it. I'm calling YouTube out on it. I'm calling the fucking pussy who turned around and tried to proclaim it. All of you, I'm calling you out on it. You had a video, an inconsequential video removed from YouTube, and the only thing that pisses me off is you just put a strike on my channel, which is undeserved. And there should be some form of statute of limitations on even being able to claim or file a claim against like that. If video has been sitting there for almost a decade before you turn around and say, hey, I got a problem with this video. Tough shit. Now, it may sound like I'm being a little bitter about this because of a copyright strike that will go away since I did the little class and everything else. And you're right. It in the grand scheme of things, especially for a small channel, it doesn't do anything. To me, it doesn't do anything to the channel. If they close this channel, quite honestly, I wouldn't care. I would just continue with the podcast as an audio only. YouTube is not that important to me. It brings nothing to my life. It brings nothing to the channel. It brings nothing to the content. I really don't give a fuck. What I do care about is the disrespect, the inability to defend myself, or at least face my accuser, or being given options to change the situation so it doesn't need to go to this extreme. These are the things I have a problem with. Not the strike itself, and obviously not the videos, because I don't care. What I care about is how the situation was handled. It was complete, total authoritarianism style attack on my channel, and in turn me personally, because I am the only person on this channel, really. I mean, Serenity's still with us, but she's going through a lot of issues right now, so I don't even know when she's going to return, if she's going to return. I know I have people who come on occasion that have their lives going on, but the only person keeping this channel alive, the only person that's really keeping Breaking the Fourth Wall even remotely relevant, is me. So an attack on Breaking the Fourth Wall is an attack on me, and I have a problem with that, because I don't want to sound egotistical, I don't want to sound conceited, but I'm the most approachable guy you'll ever meet. If you got some issue with me, if you got some problem with me, if you got some problem with my content, contact me. I'm readily available. Contact me. Contact me through the social medias. My name's the same. Contact me through the comment sections. Contact me through email. All of it's available. It's in the description down below. Contact me. I'll hear what you got to say, and if I can fix it or make or clarify it for you, I will happily do so. If I can't find a solution to your satisfaction, but I am in the wrong, then I will remove the content. But at least talk to me like an individual, like a human being. And you might just find that you'll get the exact same response and respect from me that I'm asking of you. That's all I got to say, guys. I'm sorry I had to rant out on this. I hope you enjoyed what I did discuss on here. Honestly, of course, for interaction's sake, do you agree with me that not necessarily what they did was wrong, but how they did it was wrong? Or am I off base on this? Let me know in the comments section down below. Like, share, subscribe, check us out on the audio channels, wherever podcasts can be heard. And I promise you, I am coming back with some more content. Like I said, tomorrow I get my new CD of 72 seasons. And once I have the physical copy in my hand, that's when I'll sit down on my next day off from my normal job. Again, this doesn't pay my livelihood. and give a full-on review of the album, as long as I don't get copyright stricken for, you know, reviewing Metallica. And I will be discussing, you know, the season finale of Picard, and I think we're coming up pretty close, if not the season finale of The Mandalorian, so we'll discuss that too. And many more things coming up. I got to talk about that guy who leaked some serious information to you about Ukraine. A bunch of shit coming up. It's going to be talked about. I promise we're getting back into a rotation. I make that promise all the time. I've been working 3 different jobs right now to cover some expenses that unfortunately got away from me. That's why I haven't been very consistent. And as I told you, some of the other contributors that usually work with me have been handling a lot of personal information, personal situations in their life. And I've been waiting for them to hopefully get things back in order as well. But I promise you, the channel is getting back on track. And even despite this copyright strike and the unfairness of YouTube, I don't care if we never perform on YouTube again. I'll still do the audio. I'll reopen our Rumble account. I don't care. I will get you the audio and video to you if you want to see it, because I do this for you guys. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful weekend. And I will catch you on the next Breaking the Fourth Wall.